Za Nguyen's journey from Burma to Buffalo was not a matter of just buying an airline ticket. He spent 5 years as a political prisoner in his native country. He was tortured and starved and escaped by paying smugglers to hide him in the bottom of a fishing boat. He was eventually granted asylum in the United States. In 2005, he was resettled in Buffalo. Now he runs a laundromat, where the walls are plastered with colorful posters denouncing Burma's military junta.
Whenever I put the sign, the customer, they ask me questions, and then I can explain current situation of my country, where is location of Burma, or what happening in Burma now.
Thousands of Buffalo residents already know the answers to those questions, like when they fled from Burma. And like him, they landed in America's third poorest city, unable to speak English, with almost no money or job prospects. But longtime residents like Bonnie Smith see investing in these refugees as Buffalo's way forward.
What we feel like we're doing is just giving people a little leg up on prosperity. And we've seen people take hold of that and blossom with it. Slowly, the community begins to improve.
Working through her church, the retired businesswoman helped Nguyen develop a business plan and provided collateral for him to get a microloan. It's something he never would have qualified for on his own. In the past decade, close to 10 nonprofits in Buffalo have started or added refugee resettlement to their mission. Whether it's English classes, driving lessons, or help buying and improving one of the economically depressed region's thousands of abandoned homes. According to Aaron Bartley, director of Push Buffalo, refugees are perfect candidates to bring Rust Belt cities back to life.
The way we're going to solve that is by making it a neighborhood that people want to stay in. And a neighborhood, the various communities, whether they're Burmese, Somalian, Sudanese, Liberian, want to put down roots in, that they don't see it as a stopping point to get to another place.
This wouldn't be happening on such a large scale without the Refugee Protection Act of 1980. The law was designed to stop population loss in Rust Belt cities like Buffalo, Detroit, and Cleveland by subsidizing refugee resettlement there. 1,500 refugees came to Buffalo just last year.
Even with that 1,500 refugees, we still saw a population decline in our community. We're still trying to catch up even with those refugees coming in.
Molly Shore runs Journey's End, one of Buffalo's four resettlement agencies. While most American cities have one agency like hers, the Rust Belt is home to dozens, and they can barely meet the demand, Short says. She adds that services like hers have been severely hurt by federal budget cuts in recent years. Oftentimes, the agencies can't predict what help a refugee needs to feel at home.
Sometimes we'll have a refugee arrive who has literally never been in a car before they left a refugee camp, never used electricity. And then we have refugees come in who are doctors or scientists or mathematicians.
And many times, she says, the educated and illiterate are competing for the same small pot of jobs. While Burmese refugee Za Nguyen says he feels quite welcome in Buffalo, the reception from some has been as cold as the weather. While I was there, a customer confronted Nguyen, demanding to be reimbursed for clothes he claimed were burned by a dryer.
Your dryer started on fire. What am I going to wear for work?
I buy for you. I don't need to give money.
Oh, you use your money.
Money.
All right.
Okay.
When are we going to go shop? Where are we going?
And when sighs, business could be better.
Not really bad, not really good, and so-so. Not too much money for my pocket, and then for future, more and more better, I believe.
Nguyen says his microloan will be paid off in a year or two. Then he promises to help other out-of-work refugees open their own shops and create their own jobs. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Robison in Buffalo, New York.